You're in the trenches once again with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, and it's time to talk about keys to victory against the Detroit Lions. It's going to be a very interesting football game. The Detroit Lions, don't let the 0-5 record fool you in terms of how hard they play. They're not giving games up due to lack of effort. They are really playing with good intensity, and it jumps off the tape. They've made mistakes. They're not playing smart football a lot of times, but it's not lack of effort. So you have to be physical. You have to put your big boy pads on in this football game, because head coach Dan Campbell is going to have the Lions with their big boy pads on. There's no doubt about it. They've lost two football games by identical scores, 19-17, the Baltimore Ravens. We know how good they are. On a 66-yard field goal. Come on, man. That just doesn't happen. Then they lost the gun again to division rival Minnesota Vikings. So they've been in a couple of football games, literally right to the gun. Don't take the Detroit Lions for granted. That's the first thing. Everybody, all the pundits, everybody's saying, this is a trap game. Trap game, 0-5 football team. You can't think that way. I mean, the Lions will come ready to play. You can't let the Packers' loss linger. You can't let one loss turn into two. Fast start is going to be a key. Let's think about this. The Bengals scored 14 points in the first quarter. They scored 28 points in the second quarter. All of their points have come in the final 2 minutes of the second quarter in every football game. They're tied for second in the National Football League with four touchdowns, 28 points scored in the final 2 minutes before the half. The problem is you have 14 points scored first quarter for entire 15 minutes, then for another 13 minutes, you haven't scored any touchdowns. That's 14 points in a 28-minute span in five games. You have to get a faster start. You have to come out of the gate. You can't lollygag around against the Detroit Lions. If you let the Lions hang around, the longer you let them hang around, the more their confidence level is going to increase. And you're going to have a tiger by the tail, a lion by the tail, a bear by the tail, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my, you're going to have a zoo up there, man, by the tail. It's going to be a tough battle. My thing is to come out of the gates quickly, build a lead, finish strong, and then have the Detroit Lions thinking, because I've been on a team that started 0-8. And if you fall behind by a couple of scores, you say, I guess it's not going to be this week. That starts to enter your mind. You're a human being. That's hard not to have happen. But if you have a two score, if you're up by 10 or 14 points in the second half of the football game, you're like, this is it. This is the week. So, man, you got to take the confidence away from them right away and make a statement. And the Bengals need to start faster, quicker starts to football games. There's no question about it. And this is the perfect week to do that. The turnover ratio. Jared Goff, in the last 2 years, going into the season, threw 29 interceptions. I think that's the biggest reason Sean McVay was willing to let him go. I mean, he was a turnover machine. He also has small hands. And as a result of that, he does not have good ball security, ball control in the pocket. He's fumbled six times this year and lost four of them in five games. He's put it on the ground six times and lost four. Now he's got three interceptions to boot this year, so he's got seven giveaways in five games. You have to get some hits on Jared Goff. Test that ball security. Yeah, get yourself an extra possession. That'd be huge in this football game. And then obviously protect it. You don't want to give the Detroit Lions, you don't want to turn it over and give them confidence and enthusiasm and extra possessions. But I think that's obviously, it's a big key in every football game. It's going to be a massive one in this football game. Red zone. The Cincinnati Bengals, they've converted in the red zone offensively 80% of the time, tied for third in the National Football League. Eight out of every 10 times. In fact, that's the ratio. They've got eight touchdowns in 10 red zone opportunities. Problem is 10 red zone opportunities in five games, tied for the fewest in the National Football League. Got to get in the red zone more often. You get in the red zone more often, you're going to score. If you score three out of every four out of every five, you're going to win a lot of football games. Detroit, on the other hand, they've allowed a touchdown 84.6% of the time. Second worst in the NFL. Thing is, they've only allowed the opposition in there 13 times. That's tied for sixth best in the NFL. The Bengals haven't gotten there. The Lions haven't let people get there. That's got to change in this football game. I think the red zone is going to be a big factor in this football game. And then third down. Third down in this game is very, very interesting, very intriguing to me. The Detroit Lions have allowed 15 successful third down conversions all year long. They're 15 for 49, 30.6%. They've allowed conversion rate. That's second best in the league. 15 third downs allowed to be converted, second best in the league. That's three a game. Five games, that's three a game. Two games, they've only allowed one third down conversion. Right? That's first time in team history, I believe, that that's happened. They have been unbelievable on third down. Now, teams have taken care of business, obviously, on first and second down. That's what the Bengals are going to have to continue to do. Really, you know, rip them up, big plays on first and second down. You want to stay out of third down against these guys, though. Third down in 1 to 4 yards, they've been there eight times, only allowed a conversion twice, 25%. Best in the league, third and short. Bengals last week, terrible third and short, third and 1 to 4. They were 3 for 9 against the Packers. That was a big, big factor in the football game. They didn't convert on third and one, didn't convert on third and two. I mean, you got to convert on those. That's going to be a big factor in the football game. The Detroit Lions, when third down overall, their third down and whatever yards, that's the longest yards necessary to convert a first down in the NFL. They are third and the most yards that you need to convert to generate a first down. You have to stay out of third and long. They're the best in the league in forcing third and long situations. Get yourself in third and short, third and makeable situations. They're strong in that category too. The best thing to do, avoid third down. Get it done on first and second down. Offensively, the Cincinnati Bengals are 23rd in the NFL, converting a little over 37% on third down. Here's the interesting thing, though. The Bengals defense has allowed 31 third down conversions, 31, 15 for the Lions. The Bengals defense has been in the third down situation 73 times, Lions 49. Third down is going to be massive in this football game. Is this the game that the Bengals offense is going to come together in every phase of it? Running game, throwing the football, involving everybody in the passing game. Who is Detroit going to double team? Last week, the Green Bay Packers decided to take Tyler Boyd out of the game. They doubled him as a slot receiver. He didn't have his first catch till less than 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. If he gets double teamed and they double team Chase, you can't double team T. Higgins. You don't have enough people. You can double team two receivers. You can't double team three. Whoever the receiver is that they don't double team, you have to win your one-on-one matchups. You have to give Joe Burrow the confidence that you're going to win that one-on-one matchup. You're going to create some space, and he's going to be able to convert. That's going to be a big factor in this football game as well. Who do the Detroit Lions decide to double team? They're nicked up in the secondary. They've got some injuries for sure. Cincinnati Bengals at this stage, every team has injuries, including the Bengals. You're five games into a 17-game season. Your body's never going to feel good to the end of the season in the offseason when you have time to let it heal up. That's just the nature of the beast in the National Football League. Nobody feels great right now, but you're going to have to go out there and make a statement. You're going to have to be, which team is going to be the most physical, the most relentless, the most resilient? That's who's going to win this football game. Believe me, you laugh. You think, Lions 0-5? Are they going to be physical? Are they going to be relentless? Are they going to be resilient? Yeah, they will. Bengals are going to have to be. I think they will be.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.